From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network. Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Earnest. David's an asset preservationist, and you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right. You've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted, but that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Earnest today, 279-7431. Call David Earnest. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation. Won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Earnest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
Tonight on Swamp People, we go over to Bayou Boudreaux and talk to King of the Swamp, Troy Landry. Troy, what's going on?
Well, you know, Mr. Donald, President Trump, talking about draining the swamp. Well, if he drained his swamp, Troy, everybody be out of job. So what we're trying to do is catch all these Democrats.
What's that you say? Democrats?
Yeah, that them bad alligators. They up in here causing trouble in the swamp.
Can you tell me a little bit about them?
Well, they're the Shumagator. He real sneaky now. All I can say, if you see one of them Shumagator, shoot him.
Do what now?
I said shoot him. Don't you talk English?
Oh, yeah. Shoot him.
That's what I said. Shoot him. Then there's the Pelosi Gator.
The Pelosi Gator.
You don't have to worry too much about them. They just get drunk, kind of lay over there in the swamp and don't do nothing.
I see. Any other gators we need to look out for?
Well, there's one bad one, the Schiffadah.
The Schiffadah.
That's what I said, the Schiffadah.
Well, can you describe him to me?
Yeah, the Schiffadah got a little bit of head and two big old beady eyes.
Uh-huh.
And the neck real long, look like a pencil.
Well, now, Troy, when you catch one of these gators, do you shoot them in the head like you do the rest of them?
These Democrats, they bad, man. You have to shoot them in the butt.
You shoot them in the butt?
Is that where the brains are? I don't know, but it's a lot closer than the head.
Next time on Swamp People, Troy encounters the dreaded Crocoburny.
Shoot him! Shoot him!
That's next time on Swamp People.
From our super secret studios, where we don't need no education and we sure don't need no thought control, it's the Health and Wealth Show. The radio program that talks about your finances and gently guides you down the path to financial security. Now, here's a fella who has a bumper sticker that says, "Hey, teacher, leave them kids alone," and he's not just another brick in the wall. It's David Earnest.
Thank you, Rusty.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what.
What's that?
We need some kind of control.
Yes,
maybe
we
don't need mind control.
No.
But we need some volatility control.
Yes, indeed.
Some volatility control. Why do in the market do you need volatility control strategies? Well, I can tell you there's some very good reasons, and we're going to let you hear some of them in just a moment. Some of them can be very painful and can cause a lot of trouble, especially if you haven't had your Cheerios.
Yeah, you got to have those.
Yes. the O's and the Cheerios. So the rise of the volatility-controlled investment, the volatility-controlled insurance kind of investment, you know, the appeal is just so good to not lose money in the market. Let's hear what some of these folks have been saying about losing money in the market today. Let's hear what they said.
Okay.
Sounds bad. Lord, hope that one don't jump out of window.
He sounds cheap.
That one's got something stuck in his throat.
Uh-oh. Somebody got his goat.
I guess somebody got mad about that control.
I guess so. Let me see if I can find some other people, other sounds that people are making.
There's a lot of stuff that's...
Cat.
Yeah, well, that one's feeling pretty bad.
Looking pretty bad, too. That's a bad-looking old cat there. Let's see what else we got over here.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks that are not feeling too good about the investing in the...
Learn the names and sounds of fall.
No, that's not what we're going
to do. Well, that's what they want to do. They want to make it sound real pretty when it's been real ugly. That's a boastful one.
He's telling people, wake up.
That one says they don't want to be fooled with, yes.
And he wants everybody else to wake up.
Yes. Well, I want everybody to wake up. I want everybody to wake up and know that you don't have to lose your dough just cause the market decides it's going to go against you. We have programs called volatility control.
Yeah.
Essentially, when things get out of control with all this volatility,
yeah,
these programs just go right on in there and they kind of like pull them out. It's sort of like you see somebody's drowning.
Yeah.
You just reach down and you grab them by the hair of the head.
Pull
them right out of the water.
And
they don't drown.
And I think what you're talking about today, of course, there's a big drop in the market today.
Yes.
And they're saying it's because of all the scare.
They drank too many Coronas.
I guess so. And they're worried about this virus. And,
yes.
I know they've had, have they had any over here? I know they got some folks on the ship somewhere.
Yeah, they've had a few over here. Mm-hmm. I don't know that any of, I think maybe one or two have died, mm-hmm. but I don't even know if they were in the United States when they died from American citizens. But, I mean, it's scary. Just like the stock market dropping, it's scary.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you do the right things, like stay away from the stuff that can hurt you.
Yeah.
Like, don't go to China right now.
That's a good idea. Can you even get there? I mean, would they even take you over there?
If you got enough money, you can probably do anything.
Really?
But I wouldn't advise.
That's
kind of stupid.
That's down on my list.
It's just like investing money stupid.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather go to Devil's Island right now than to go to China.
But so we're all interwoven. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. The problem is all this fabric is kind of like woven together.
Uh-huh.
We're even woven up into the, Chinese garments, I guess, and because they make a lot of our garments.
Well, you heard what they said.
What's that?
I saw it on Facebook. It said if you get a package,
yeah,
and you get that poppy paper in there, what is it? Got the little air pockets in it.
The poppy paper.
They said don't do that because that air probably comes from China.
Might have a virus.
It could do it.
Well, you just don't know. But there's one thing that you can know and you can be aware of. You could be using a volatility control index. Everyone should know about those that's investing in the stock market right now.
Uh-huh.
You know why? Because it reaches in when it looks bad.
Mm-hmm.
They got methods of knowing how bad it needs to get.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like if you see some kid out there drowning in the pool and you know they need some help.
Yeah.
You just reach in there and grab them by the hair of the head or whatever you can get a hold of, and you just pull them out.
You know, I was
then they can breathe again.
I was a lifeguard for 2 years. I think I got in the pool one time after a kid, and that was in the shallow end.
Uh-huh.
And because they didn't know they could stand up. But if I ever had to do anything else, I had the shepherd's crook. I just reach in and scoop them back with that.
Yeah, that's what we have.
Uh-huh.
We got some things we can just reach in there.
Or throw the life preserver in there.
The life preservers, and you just pull them right on out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the introduction of the Volatility Controlled Index,
mm-hmm.
that's an index that can be created and managed on a daily basis by moving between stock market instruments, bonds, cash, or commodities, or whatever it needs
mm-hmm.
to be, to get you out of trouble fast. And then when things look good again, it goes right back in to make more money.
Hey.
And you don't have to worry about losing your money.
Well, speaking
or
of
your honey. Because you lost your money.
Speaking of phone calls, we're getting one.
Oh,
how about
okay,
that?
All right.
So we're going to go to the phone now and just
all
see
right.
who's there.
Yeah.
All right. You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this?
It's Kerry Hill, David.
Hey, Kerry. This is the chief. What you been up to, chief?
Man, I just been traveling with my wife. You know, I'm a chauffeur now.
Yeah, I've heard that you had to change your job description there.
I retired from your business.
I know you did.
I made so much money I couldn't spend it all, and then she put me to work.
Huh. Well, you know, I know you didn't lose any money in this scare that happened today.
Oh, no.
You use that volatility control annuity kind of investment, Kerry.
Always, since 1999. You know, I helped Midland start there. Well, I won't say the name. You know, we worked on that thing for several years. You know, I was with them since 75.
Right.
Yeah. I worked on that thing, and that was the best thing ever come about. See, back then, they didn't have a cap. Now they cap you, at about some of them at 18, some of them at 14. I don't really know, so I can't call.
Well, that's why we use volatility control, because most of them don't have a cap. We're coming back around with no caps again. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Those were no cap, locked you in. You know, you had to lock in so you didn't lose.
That's right.
And, man, I love it. You're doing the right thing, man. You're going to make some money one of these days and retire.
Well, I got too many folks depending on me, so I'm having too much fun, I'm having too much fun helping folks make some money. So, Kerry, tell me now, you used to live next door to a famous person.
That's right. My daddy was next door neighbors with Jerry Clower.
All right. Yeah.
And I've known Jerry pretty well, I reckon, since all my life, my mother and daddy separated when I was about 5 years old, and he moved over to Yazoo City.
Uh-huh.
And would go over during the summer, and stay in. That's when I met Jerry Clower. He worked for Mississippi Chemical Corporation. My dad was a contractor. My daddy was Chief Hill.
Uh-huh.
He was a contractor there, and they were next door. They moved next door to him in the late 50s, early 60s. And, man, he was a card. Now, I'm telling you what, he was just like what he was on show. He was like that every day.
Uh-huh. Well, you got anything interesting you can tell us about him?
Well, I have several things in my life that he really, sort of was fun. One time he was giving a show, and he called me and my wife the day before and said, well, we're going to have a show now here in Tuscaloosa. I want you and your wife to come up and sit on the stage with me, be on the stage with me. I said, I'll try. We had something. Well, anyway, I got there late, and I said, I'll slip in the back door. The minute me and my wife walked in the door, I reckon there's 500-600 people. He shut the whole show down. And that old holler, whoo, boy.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't call me Kerry, they called me brother. He said, Brother Hill is here. He said, come on up. I'm talking about made a bit. My wife, Janie here, she just, put her head down, and we went on up there on the show. But he did that. And then one time we went over to his house. And Janie, this is the first time my wife ever met him. And we went over, of course, we was at daddy's, and we walked. So the minute we got there, daddy said, come on over, Jerry's home. It was on a Sunday evening. He had gotten back from Nashville, and so we went over there, and he's sitting there with his socks off. Man, he's a big man. He just got up, hollered, and grabbed Janie and swung around. She didn't know what to do. But he was funny. Then he put me in the thick of it one time, me and my brother, and daddy rode up to Nashville. Nashville back then was a long way.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It wasn't like I'd run over to your house. I'd be over Montgomery probably 15 minutes. Nashville, was from 5 o'clock in the morning to 5 in the evening, and then you might not make it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So Friday night, we went up to, he was on the Friday night Opry. So we went up to the Opry. Of course, you know, I done sang a little bit when I was in high school, and I'm going to tell you about a song. And so we went up to Friday night Opry, sitting there, and somebody didn't show up. Well, Jerry, of course, he's backstage hollering and hooping and carrying on, you know, and he said, oh, brother can do that. Come on up here. He grabbed the mic, handed me the mic, and said, what you want to sing? And I couldn't even think. You know, when something happens that quick.
Yeah.
You can see, I said, funny how time slipped away. And I sang it, David, and so happy. I was as good as you when you sang an Elvis.
Oh, man.
Man, that I tell you what, I've heard you sing. You sing real good.
I'm surprised they let you come back from Nashville. That ought to give you a record deal.
Well, he wrote a song up there somewhere, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I helped with a couple with Chris Christopherson. And then, you know, Song of the Year, you know, was For the Good Time with Ray Price.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now Chris Christopherson, you know, he was a heavy drinker back in them days.
Uh-huh.
Gary was a Gideon, and Gary was witnesses to him. And I put some of the words in that song, and Chris wrote that song going back to Louisiana. That's when he was a pilot down in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
You know, Chris was in the military, and he was a military helicopter pilot.
Yeah, I heard the story about the helicopter.
Yeah, he, that truck could fly, too, boy. I flew with him a couple times. He could fly. Scared you to death. I had another fellow, Stuart Boslaw, that taught me how to fly. And he was, you know, these was old guys, you know, that flew helicopters and flew everything back in the day.
Uh-huh. So,
but, and that was, he caught me off guard, and I sang that song and did well. Now, the song Funny How Time Slips Away, see, Willie Nelson wrote that song for Kenny Walker. And I got that song. I was down at Ponchatoula, Louisiana, at the Music Box. And Willie was singing. This is back when Willie wore a suit and tie.
I remember.
And 61, no, it was 62, I brought that song back, and I sang it at East Mississippi Junior College over at Scuba, Mississippi. And we had a guy that played the piano for us called Jimmy Ellich. And if you look it up on the computer, on your song thing, pull up Funny How Time Slips Away by Jimmy Ellis. Now, Willie Nelson wrote it, but that was a one-hit wonder for Jimmy. He was from College, Mississippi, piano player.
Yes.
That was a great song. I had the opportunity to sing with him several times, you know. And he was an individual that could play a piano. He wasn't much of a conversationist, Oh, but that sucker could knock the keys. He was another Jerry Lee Lewis on that BL.
I'm telling you. Well, yeah. I know you can sing. You know, first time I ever met you was down in Cabo San Lucas. You were singing down there.
Yeah, and I brought you to life. See, I'm the one made Elvis out of you.
Yeah, I have to give you credit for that one. I do.
That's it. Oh, David, and David's done a good job. I'm telling you what, he's a good singer. He does a good job in his business. He's protected people, taking care of folks.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's asset preservation.
That's what counts. And, you know, I've been down that road. See, I'm 78 years old, David, and I'm going to be singing in 2 weeks. I'm going on a cruise out of Mobile.
All right.
And I'm going to be singing on the boat a little bit.
Well, record it. Let me see some of that.
I will see if I can. I had some recordings. You know, we sang during football season down at the Elks Lodge in Tuscaloosa on Saturday night. And you sang there.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the moose heads.
Really, it's an elk head.
I know. I mean, sorry about that.
Elk, moose, you know.
Yeah, I was like, man, hey, when you hunt, you know, you see an elk, you see a moose.
There you go.
Yeah, they all sound the same. Sort of like them brokers whining today. You know, they've been hot. We were letting some of the sounds come out, some of the ones that was kind of upset about the market today, you know. But if they'd been using some volatility control, they wouldn't be so losing so much dough.
That's
know?
Right.
That's right. See, it's you have to learn in that business, you know, and that was the greatest thing when that come out. I sold a lot of that. And everybody has done well, and everybody's happy. Now, I'm even still getting paid. I get a check every week, you know.
Well, you deserve some. You deserve it. You worked hard all your life.
There you go.
Yeah. I've done millions. You know, I was in the business for right at 40 years.
Right.
And I loved the business, and I just got tired. You know, I wanted to, you know, I got 11 grandkids, 2 great-grandkids.
And aren't they great?
Oh, Lord, don't tell me nothing. Well, I'm a money tree now. They shake me to see if want to fall out on the floor.
And I bet that just falls everywhere.
I know it.
But see, but you've got it protected where it can't go away and it's ready for them whenever they need it. The day they need it, it's there.
That's right. That's right. And see, that's what's so great. And these people hollering, I never even worried about that when the market done what it done.
Nah.
And you know, if you look at the market, it's so high when it drops 1,000 points. That's like back when it was 600 and it dropped 50 points.
Yeah, I know. I heard somebody else say that today.
Yeah, it's not really that much right now.
See, and that's the way you look. And I never worried about that. After 1999, I never worried about that.
No, well, that's because you have protected your money.
We had the product. We had the product.
Had the product to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the rise of the volatility control programs, you know.
That's right. And that's what makes it so great. You know, for people today, a young man today, I figured it up, David. A young man today, he can put, just a young man, he can put $100, $125 a month in, say, for 32, 34 years, and he's got $1 million.
There you go. And he don't have to worry about it going away.
That's right. That's right. That's what's so exciting about it. Hey,
I'm telling you.
Hey, he can be sitting down, you know, and we talk about $1 million of today's buying power.
That's right.
We talk about buying power. You know, people never thought that, but look, you know, I've seen it happen. I've had it happen. See, that's what's so great. I'm so old. I've seen it happen.
Oh, yeah. We've seen it happen over and over.
That's right. And me and you, see, we know business. I'm talking about, you know, we got a buddy now, old Joe. Remember old Joe?
Don't oh, yeah, know? Joe. Yeah, I know Joe.
Not old Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were the three, man. We made it happen.
We did. We still making it happen.
Hey, that's right. See, you the young one in the bunch. Me and Joe getting old. You were the young one. We had to bring you along.
Well, I appreciate y'all, you know, taking me under your wing and let me kind of hang around and learn all this good stuff, you know.
I know it. And you're the best Elvis in the world. I tell you what. I love to hear you sing, man.
I appreciate that.
Now, that brings back a memory, David. Remember about 10 or 15 years ago, me and you were up in Nashville?
Yeah.
And we went. No, we went Memphis. It for the Elvis.
Yeah, we went to Elvis. Yeah.
Right.
Went to Graceland. Then, oh yeah, where we was up there on Bill Street. Yeah, we were up on Bill Street. Yeah, we got up there with that Elvis impersonator. Yeah.
And that Elvis, you remember that?
Yeah,
Elvis,
I remember.
You got the singing and people got the hollering and going on.
Yeah.
And he got you off the stage.
He made me get off the stage.
Yeah. What'd you say, man? You were knocking him out.
That was a good old day.
Was he saying, well, yeah, get out of here, man. I'm trying to sing, man. Get out of here.
You don't want to take the glory away from anybody, you know.
He run old David off. We don't have to bet that right now. We just let him man. And he always sang as long as it looked, man. Old David knows how to run him out the bill.
There you go.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. But I just wanted to let you know you're doing a good job. I appreciate everything you've done for me and the things that we've done together. Man, you make a lot of memories in my life.
Well, I appreciate that. You're a true friend, and you've helped a lot of people, putting them in these volatility control programs where they can't lose their money. And that's what we need to be doing for these folks when they get older. There's no doubt that's where they need to be, especially when you see these times like today. They get all upset about, you know, the coronavirus or whatever, you know, and they can't sleep at night. You know, when you get 60 years old or older, you need to be sleeping good at night because it helps you live longer.
That's right.
That reminds me back in the early 80s. You know, I was trading soybeans and all that. Soybeans would go from $7 down to $5 a bushel. And, man, I couldn't sleep at night. My clients would be calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hey, when this program come along, if you got today, I'm telling you what, I saw the light.
It changed people's lives.
Yeah, I'd worked with Midland on it since 88. I can't remember right now.
Yeah, that's
now.
About when they came out, yeah.
Well, we had worked on that. They didn't come out right off, but they were working on a program. You know, when you deal with actuaries, they like crazy people.
Yeah. You know, well, they're half crazy themselves.
I was in California and Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and all that with them, and Jackson, Mississippi. And, you know, they started this program like you got today. And, you know, we test run it, and then we test run it in Mississippi to start with. They figured them people over there, you know, they didn't know a whole lot. You know, me being... Man, I they still got it today, David.
Well, you can't blame them. They don't want to turn loose anything good, my friend.
That's right.
Man, this is the greatest thing you ever done for me. He said, this is the greatest program you ever saw me. He said, man, come out. He's had it since 1998 or 99. I believe he's had it almost 30 years. Maybe it was 88. You know, when you get old as I am, time flies.
I understand.
Yeah, it flies anyway. It's got wings on it.
Yeah, he's got $7 million in it, you know. And he called me.
He hadn't lost any either.
He lost nothing. Man, and last year he made a killing. That's what he called me about his killing.
Oh, we all made a killing last year. It was unbelievable the interest we made last year off this stuff.
And he wasn't paying no taxes on it.
No, it's all tax deferred or tax free.
That's it. And he was so excited. He was so excited.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's kind of, you know, he's up in his late 70s. And we talked to each other. And then I got probably 40 or 50 people, you know, that call me every year, you know, and just, you know, talk about the program. Although I'm not, you know, in the business, I got another fella I transferred all my stuff with. But I tell you what, you got it. I'm telling you what, that's a great program you got. I've seen it work. I've lived through the times it worked. So, see, I was in the business 40 years, and I've been out 8, so that's 48 years.
That's right. You know what's good.
So I know what's good, and what you got is the best.
Well, I think so, because you can't lose anything. And if you get older, you don't need to be losing.
That's right.
That's right. See, and I know you, and you're a good man. If it wasn't, I wouldn't have nothing to do with you.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's right.
And you sure it's not just because we sing Elvis?
No.
I don't know, man. I get him off stage here. I'm trying to sing up here. I get him off stage.
We've had some good time together.
We sure have. Hey, we're gonna have a car show up here on March the 28th here in Montgomery. I'm gonna invite you to come if you're not busy, and Elvis will be there. And
all right. Hey, I will come.
All right.
It's on the weekend. My wife ain't got me out of town.
Well, we want to put you on the television show. We got a TV show. We're gonna film it for television too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know, he keeps me driving. You know, I bought that new motorhome the other day, and I'm putting some miles. I already got 9,000 miles on it. Then I ain't had it no time.
Yeah.
I brought me a new motorhome. You know, I had that a bus, and I said, I got to get something smaller. So we got it. We're having a great time, man. We're having a great time.
Well, thanks for calling, Kerry. Man, I appreciate this. It's always great to hear you.
Appreciate you. And look, you do it for them, man. You got the program. They need to get it.
They sure do, especially when the trying times come. Thank you, Kerry.
That's right. Today was one. Thanks, David.
Today was a scary one. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for the stories.
Yeah. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
How old did he say he was?
78.
Boy, he's a sport now. He's
oh, man,
else.
You just don't know the half of it. Well, he is a smart guy.
Well, real quick now.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention a couple of things going on today in the world of politics.
All right.
You know, you got Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Imagined that he was arrested over in Africa while going to try and visit Nelson Mandela.
He did.
They say it didn't happen.
But he imagined.
He imagined it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you got Bernie Sanders. He's talking about what a great guy Fidel Castro was. And you got this. This is Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, First of all, let me just say this, and I know NBC has been on a jag of this. This is one of their priorities to undermine my prospects as Speaker. But putting that aside, what's important, and I know better than anybody how important it is for us to win this election, because I see up close and personal what the Republicans and this president are doing. The Republicans are spending millions, tens of millions of dollars against me because they're afraid of me, because I outraise them in the political arena, because I outsmart them at the negotiating table, and because I'm a woman that's going to be a seat at that table.
Did she say because she outdrank them?
I don't know if she said that or not.
No. I think it was just a slur there.
That could have been.
She had been drinking too much.
And, you know, it just sounds like to me that this woman, she's crazy.
She probably would try to drink you under the table.
She's crazy as a Bessie bug, man.
Well, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, hey, we got another call.
All right.
Let me get the phone real quick. The Health and Wealth Show, you're on the air.
Hey, I am a Bessie
bug. Huh?
You're a Bessie bug.
Yeah. And how dare you compare Nancy Pelosi to me?
Well, I'm sorry.
Charlie don't get it, Charlie.
But?
That's right. I got 8 legs. I'm going to use 2 to walk over there and the other 6 to kick your butt.
Well, come on.
You wait right there. I'm out of these chains.
Evidently, I'm going to get whooped on by a Bessie bug.
It must be a Bessie bug.
I guess so. Now, Kerry, that's your friend that just called.
Kerry, C-A-R-E-Y.
Kerry, he's a sport now.
Yes, he is.
Now, did you sell him this volatility control product?
Well, he and I were in, we came on. I met him probably around the year 2000 or 1999 or something down in Cabo San Lucas, and we're both from Alabama. Uh-huh. It's kind of weird to run into somebody in Cabo that's, from Alabama. So we became very good friends, and of course we were both, Alabama fans and everything, and it just went on from there. And then next thing you know, we was doing shows and music and going to Bill Street and going to these conventions and things together and just having a good time. But you see, we're the safe guys. It's just like different religions out there. Some people believe in something and different things. We believe in the stock market. We totally believe in the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
We think that people should use the stock market. But as you age, we think you should use the stock market wisely, carefully, and try to keep volatility out of the mix. Because, if you drop 50% in a bad day, that's pretty bad if something like that were to happen. With a volatility control index,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to have that. First of all, you can't lose any money anyway.
Right.
All these volatility control things, they just help it where you can make money if it does come back or if it does certain things. So there's a lot of stuff to this indexing and using the market in a safe mode way, sort of like computers.
Mm-hmm.
They say turn on the safe mode so it won't hurt your hard drive.
Right.
So what we say is turn on your safe mode so that it won't hurt your portfolio value,
mm-hmm.
but still make money. Computers still give you data. Safe mode. There you go.
Yeah, you can't lose your money.
Now, is this in effect with all your products? Say I go in and I put some money in, and I'm doing the stuff that you say that does work and make a lot of money. How does it work?
Well, essentially, in a nutshell, these experts and these insurance companies take this money. And they use what they call a strategy. And the insurance company uses the bond portfolio to kick out a certain amount of return. And they take that return and they put it into indexing strategies. And there's all kinds of strategies. I mean, they've materialized into now probably 20, 30, 40 different strategies of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
But the very popular one now, the most popular ones now, are probably the volatility control. You used to have the point-to-point. But if you were going along and something falls and you don't get to the other point, then your return that year dies. If you're using volatility control and it sees it's about to fall off, they just reach in and grab the money and put it safe until it gets good again, put it back in the market.
Okay, so I got my money over there with Earnest Financial, and everything's going good, and all of a sudden I hear there's a problem, and now do I have to call you up and say, hey, David, why don't you push that button on that volatility to control? Or does it happen automatically?
It's like your transmission. It's automatic. You don't have to shift the gear.
That's cool.
And it's real smooth. It just happens. You don't even hardly feel the gears shifted in that volatility control. It's so smooth. You just keep gliding along.
Well, there you go. And if I wanted to get hooked up with that, I guess I would probably need to call David Earnest at 279-7431.
That's right.
279-7431 and say, David, I need to get hooked up on this volatility control. Or we could probably talk to Princess Leah.
Princess Leah could define me.
I'm sure she could find you and hook it up.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, 279-7431 gets you in touch with David Earnest.
Yeah. So why do annuities need volatility control strategies?
Mm-hmm.
The simple answer is, and this is going to be a shocker because it's going to sound opposite what I'm saying. The simple answer is they don't need them. But they have them. They don't need them to keep from losing money.
Right.
They have them so you can make more money than just not losing money. That's why they have them. Because if everything falls down, sometimes it takes a while to get back to where you are. What they're trying to do is keep you from falling down at all.
Mm-hmm.
Volatility control. They want to take it out before it gets bad. You can't lose any money in an indexed annuity. Mm-hmm. It won't let it happen. Wouldn't matter whether you're using volatility control or not. But if something happens and you might have a bad year because it went down, volatility control will smooth it out.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, usually, basically, it's going to help you make money anyway as long as the market somehow recovered or somehow did something good later on.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas everybody else might be just trying to get back where they were. Or maybe they're still down. Maybe they're down for a long time. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Warren Buffett today was I saw him being interviewed, and they asked him questions. They said, what do you think about this 3 or 4% drop? He said, I'm paraphrasing. He said, well, I'm not so worried about it because, and here's what he said that really rang true to me. He said, because we have 20 to 30 year horizons that we're looking at. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, you're 83 years old. You're not talking about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking about yourself. You're talking about the programs themselves. But people don't stay in programs when they need the money. They come out. And people need their money when they retire. And they can't wait for money to come back in a program unless they got their money in volatility control, and it didn't go away anyway.
There you go.
So that's what I'm trying to say. He's correct. 20 to 30 years, no problem. You know, 2 or 3 years, maybe, no problem. Maybe 6 months, no problem. But the thing is, you don't know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in something that can't go away, then you don't have to worry about it any day.
Well, say I'm over at the house and sitting in front of the fire. I got that bearskin rug on the floor and all my trophies up on the wall. I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking,
Do I have that? I got David's taking care of my money, but do I have that? Do I have that volatility control? Now, that's something you can add on, right?
Yes.
So all they need to do is call 279-7431 and say, "Hey, David, I mean, I might have some volatility. I need you to control."
Yeah.
And you can just set it up and forget about it.
You don't have to worry about losing any money, but uh-huh. volatility control, you don't have to worry about not making money either, usually.
Mm-hmm.
It smooths it out a little better. In other words, it takes money out into something that's safer mm-hmm. before it puts back into the stock market again, which is not so safe when you're having a correction going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what volatility control is all about.
I heard that word kind of kicked around a little bit today. And I also heard what Carrie was talking about, that if this had been back, the stock market's a lot different than it was.
Oh, yeah.
If this 1,000 drop had been... 20 years ago?
It would have been more like
a 600. It would not have been...
Oh, yeah.
As
the market gets bigger, a 1,000-point drop means less. Mm-hmm. It's less significant because it's a smaller percentage. But, you know, we have seen some massive drops. In 1929, they saw the thing drop like 40% or 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And, before it's all over, it was down like 60%.
I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Talking about 1929, Great Depression.
Right.
Hits. Now, do you think if everybody had kept their heads,
mm-hmm.
not jumped out of the windows,
right.
and not made runs on the bank,
yeah.
do you think it could have been avoided or not as bad as it was?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But see, human nature being like it is,
mm-hmm.
They getting to what we call the desperation mode, running with the crowd mode.
Uh-huh.
That's why cattle jump off the hills. You mm-hmm. know, you've seen these movies and they come off. You know, they're running with the crowd. So everybody, when you see something bad happen, wants to run with the crowd. In other words, the market's going down. People want to mm-hmm. pull money out, and a lot of times that's good because if you get it out before it goes down even more. You did the right thing.
Right.
The problem is not being in there in the right time.
Mm-hmm.
That's where volatility control helps you. Because if you're in one of these kind of programs, you're not going to make as much money as you would in the stock market as per se.
Right.
Because it has volatility control in it. In other words, you take money out, and then sometimes it might not get back in there as fast as it would if the market turned around
mm-hmm.
and various other things. But here's the deal. You don't have to worry about losing any money, and you're going to make good money if the market goes up. Like I said, we made a lot of money last year. Some of our indexes made as much as 12.2%. Now, there's people in the stock market that made 30%. I get it, but it didn't lock in. It didn't say I'd never go away. The 12.2% that we made locked in, and it can't ever go away.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what. It's there forever.
Now,
for good.
Back in 1929,
mm-hmm.
they didn't have things like the things that you sell
no,
now.
No, absolutely
everybody,
not.
Either you had your money in the bank or
right.
you had it under the mattress or maybe you had a bunch of gold somewhere.
It was a young market.
Mm-hmm.
And the markets get more sophisticated as time goes along. Computers are involved. That's why these volatility controls are getting so popular because... everything's running off of computers. Computers are the wave of the future. Mm-hmm. They can react so fast and they can move so fast. No human could do this. I mean, you can't call me at night and say, "Hey, get this thing in and do this." You know, nobody can do this. But computers, they're ready. They know. They knew that the market was going to drop when it opened.
Mm-hmm.
They could tell by the futures. They knew that it was going to do all these things. Now, you know, is the coronavirus the end of the world? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think the coronavirus is just what it is, a virus. Some people are going to die. It's a sad thing.
Yeah, people...
It's what happens.
Yeah.
The flu kills people. Coronavirus kills people. All kinds of... I mean, chickenpox can still kill you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of things out there. But as a whole, the coronavirus is not going to kill us off. It's not like the Black Plague. You know, when we didn't have any defenses at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it does affect our economy because it affects China, and China slows down
on, because they're scared of making, more goods for us, and then it backfires on us, and then you get a slowdown. So in our economy, a trigger can cause a recession. I don't think it would ever cause a depression now. I think as close as we got to a depression was the Great Recession. And I don't think we'll see anything like that again for a long time. But that's my opinion. But still, when you get to be 60-ish years old, you don't want your money jumping around, if you can make good money. And just in case we did go into a massive recession, it would be protecting you. Because right now, a lot of people, including me, seem to think that the stock market is full of a lot of hot air. I personally think it is, but, who knows how much hot air it is. It's probably way over it's where it should be because of the P.E. ratios and things like that.
Right.
But we don't know. But here's what we do know. If we play it safe, we don't have to worry about being knocked out. We get to home base.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to worry about it. We make it home every time.
There you go.
Yes.
So, you going to come sliding? You going to come running in from third and slide into home and pick you up and carry you around the bases like a victory lap? You call David Ernest at 279-7431. He's got a website at David, retirewithernest.com.
Right.
And then there's that Facebook page, Health and Wealth with David Ernest. And Princess Leah is doing a wonderful job with that.
Yes, she's doing a wonderful job.
Uh-huh. And what else have we got?
Well, I will say this. I didn't get any phone calls from any clients saying, hey, am I going to lose any money?
Well, there you go.
They pretty well know that they're not.
There you go.
Because it can't happen.
You can call David, too. 279-7431. And you can call us here on the radio at 272-9228 if you have a question you want to ask David, or if you just want to jump in and tell us what's going on with you and ask us about just about anything.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about the coronavirus. You know, the coronavirus is a virus that has mutated, and they've got all these different places they say it came from, reptiles or whatever, where it came from. But essentially, we're always going to have these problems. We're always going to have mutated viruses. To be exact, and this is going to be boring, the side chain, the mucopolysaccharide side chain of a virus
really?
Will change.
No kidding.
Yeah, and it causes a mutation when it changes.
Uh-huh.
And, our vaccines are not, they won't work. Say, like, that's why the flu changes. That's why all these things change. And that's why the cold virus, what causes a cold.
Mm-hmm.
The coronavirus can cause colds. Most of the time it causes a cold. But in this case, this thing changed enough that it causes pneumonia when it gets infiltrated into your lungs. And if your immune system is low, you can get sick faster than if you're stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the kind of people that need to be careful. It's just like the kind of people who need to be careful is the people who are older with their money, because they need their money to be stronger and to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So they need a vaccine that keeps their money from going away.
Well, I've got a theory on the coronavirus.
What's that?
Not making fun of it.
No.
I'm serious, though. You notice about six weeks ago, something like that, the Chinese folks were over there in the streets marching up and down, protesting. I'm not even really sure what they were protesting, but they've been out there a while, and the Chinese government couldn't do anything with them.
Mm-mm.
Next thing you know, they all getting the coronavirus. They all off the streets. They all in the house, locked up tight, afraid of getting sick.
Right.
Nobody's out there protesting the government. I would not put it past somebody.
That's a good topic for our Thursday night show.
We should talk to Terry Adams about
conspiracy.
I'm sure if he's listening, he said, that boy, something rubbed off on him. He's listening to me.
Well, there's a lot of folks think that, there's a lot of things that get loose out of labs and things.
And how is the coronavirus going to get loose? Evidently, they got it somewhere in a test tube. I would imagine at least locked in the top desk drawer. Somebody had to physically pick it up, open it, get it on them or something, and walk out with it. Or go out and just let it in the water or something. I don't know.
Well, like I said, it could have been a mutation inside an animal or something, and then a human ate it or handled it, you know, like snakes. They think they're reptiles, might have gave it. I mean, they don't really know. I don't know that they know for sure.
They got snakes in China? I didn't know that. I didn't know they had Chinese snakes.
Well, they speak a different language.
I don't know if that's the way it is or not.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are different in China than here, but, you know, I mean, we're all human. We're all basically the same, but we're all different. Our economy is much stronger than theirs, but we are affected by the rest of the world because we're all interconnected more than we were the 40s and the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since we came out of World War II, we've become more and more connected. And if something happens, you know, they say that Europe is already almost in a recession. And they, you know, I don't know about China being in a recession or whether they're going to go into one. They're just slowing down, though.
Yeah, over there in Europe, they keep monkeying around with the money. We're going to have the pound. Now we're going to have the euro. Then we're going to, I don't, what else they got?
Makes you want to pound them,
yeah. They got that Bitcoin and everything. And
makes you want to bite them.
Yeah, just or bid them or something like that. But you start messing around with the money. I mean, do they take all that? You go in the store, you got pounds, you got euros, you got Bitcoin.
They want their money.
Uh-huh.
But the funny thing about it is, some of these countries, you go in and you give them American money and they'll take it real quick, but they'll give you change back in their money. You're going, what am I going to do with this stuff?
I went down to when I was living in Corpus Christi, Texas, went down to Mexico one day, just a day trip. I gave a guy $1 for something. I bet he gave me back. It looked like 50 or 60 coins. Uh-huh. I don't know what it was, but evidently the dollar was like
gold,
doing pretty good there, you know. I did find out you go to Canada, use your debit card.
Yeah, but you know, one of the things that they're afraid of right now is that the dollar might do too good. Mm-hmm. And that can cause some havoc in the stock market, too. So, you know, a lot of flight to quality and flight to cash and stuff can cause problems in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can upset because people, you know, there's a lot of different things that people see when people are flying to flight cash and, you know, to be safe. But if you're still in the market, per se, like when these indexed annuities would be, you don't have to worry about money not working because it's still working for you. If anything turns around, it's going to turn around with it.
There you go.
But you don't have to worry. Cash just don't really work very well. I mean, you know, if it's sitting in the bank, you know, you're not making anything. And the long-term bonds, we got an inversion right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an aversion to inversions. Yes, because
they're a perversion.
They're very bad because usually they mean that there's a recession coming or something bad about to happen. And we just got an inversion. Long-term bonds are low. I think they're like U.S. Long-term bonds like 1.3, I think.
Uh-huh.
Don't hold me to that. But, you know, that's low. And then the short-term rates are higher. So, you know, that's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, the long-term rates are higher and the short-term rates are lower. So when this happens, it causes a lot of havoc.
But are you talking about, you said U.S. bonds?
Yeah.
These are like where you put a bunch
T-bills,
of, you put
treasury
a bunch
bills.
Of money in
yeah.
those. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
So 1% might be a little bit better than, you know, what I'm getting down at my bank on my account.
Well,
the
banks use those investments to fund CDs.
Right.
So, I mean, they don't make a lot of money. Well, the way the insurance companies make money is off corporate bonds, which make a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's a couple minutes before we have to go. I got a special song for you, but something I wanted to mention.
All right.
You know, our friends the Cleghorns have not been with us here lately.
I know.
And I'm hoping they will get to come back soon.
Yeah, we're missing you guys.
But the kind of thing they're going through, the death of a
son. I can understand.
The death of a son and a sibling and a loved one, they're going through that.
It's bad.
Their 15-year-old son, Matthew, passed away. It's been a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
But they are having a service on Saturday, that's the 29th, at Southern, let me make sure I get this right. They will be receiving friends and family beginning at 2 with a service at 3, and that's Saturday the 29th at Southern Memorial Funeral Home. That's 3154 Highland Avenue here in Montgomery.
Right.
And they say in lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Matthew Cleghorn GoFundMe account to offset the unexpected medical and funeral expenses. And if you're going to go, they do request that you wear something purple because I believe that was his favorite color.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to put you on the spot, but I'm going to try to go.
Oh, I'm okay, definitely
maybe we'll,
going to go.
We'll sit together and make sure we don't like act up or anything.
Yeah, right.
But I'm thinking this is going to be one of those celebrations of life things because they say I never met Matthew. Just one time, I kind of briefly.
Yeah.
But they say he was kind of a card, so I'm sure they're going to be remembering some good stuff.
Yes.
But that's this Saturday, and you want to wrap it up, man? It's about time to head out.
Well, you know, we don't want to say, hey, that what happened today is the end of the world or that the stock market's about to crash or any of that stuff. But what we want to say is that when these volatility periods of time come about, if you were using a mechanism that would kind of smooth that out and keep you safe and fix it where you wouldn't have to worry about what was going to happen around the corner, whether something short-term is going to hurt you long-term, or we're about to have a recession and you're going to have a correction of 10, 20, 30, 40% for a long time and you're about ready to retire in the next year or two. This is where we shine. This is where our products really, really make folks feel really good, warm and fuzzy about retiring at the time they need to retire and not have to worry about losing money. So if you have any questions whatsoever on how these things work, give us a call, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. And guess what? We would be glad to sit down with you or even take you to one of our lunches at the Texas Steakhouse.
All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow night and then the next night. We'll talk about what we're going to do the rest of the week. But here's something special for you. You and Carrie were talking about that great song. And I didn't get Willie.
Funny how time slips.
Yeah, I didn't get Willie, but I did get the King.
Well, hello there.
Hello there.
Oh, yeah.
This has been the Health and Wealth Show.
My, it's been a long, long time.
See you next time.
How am I doing? Oh, well, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems that it was only yesterday.